he's offering to plead guilty, but without any promises from the government. And the most serious charges against him, aiding the enemy, would not go away. So it's really curious as to why he's agreeing to plead guilty to things that, you know, in general, it's a sort of, I kind of leaked some things to WikiLeaks, is what he's offering to say, but that wouldn't necessarily alter his prosecution any.
Do we know anything about the kinds of information that he leaked, what it dealt with?
Well, I mean, he leaked everything from what the allegations are, that everything that went across his computer, as some of it rather innocuous, some of it, the government says, deepened the danger that America is in, because it gave the enemy a window into our diplomatic and strategic thinking. So that is something that military prosecutors still want to hold him accountable for.
Aaron, I want to ask you while we have you on the line how things are on the East Coast this morning as far as recovering from all of the weather you guys have been hit with.
It's been slow, as we've seen. And now there's gas rationing here in New York City, and an announcement coming later today in New Jersey about price gouging lawsuits. I mean, it's pretty stunning. 2 weeks after the storm, we're still in this predicament, and there are still tens of thousands without power. And no real guarantees as to when that's going to be restored. And the gas shortage around here, we've heard from the mayor now, could take weeks before it eases.